Welcome to a Prevent Connect podcast, where we explore the prevention of violence against women. This is a project of the California Coalition Against Sexual Assault.
Hello, this is Ashley Meyer with Prevent Connect, and today I'm here with Eileen Stoll from the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence, and we're going to be talking about the Love Like This blog series. Hi, Eileen, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me, Ashley.
Oh, thank you for joining us. So can you start by telling us more about the blog series?
Sure. Well, we have a blog here at the Coalition in Washington State called CanYouRelate.org, and we talk about violence and relationships in that. And so it just was a great opportunity for us to think about how can we actually talk about relationships in a positive way. So I've been doing this work for quite a long time and have seen the long list of red flags, and I'm really good when people ask me what does an abuser look like or what are abusive tactics. I'm really good at answering that question. And I started doing prevention a number of years ago, and I noticed I wasn't as good at answering the question, well, what does being in a healthy relationship actually look like? And I thought, it'd be really great if we could answer that question, because I feel like so many of us spend so much time trying to get people there, and I feel really confident that we can get people to have healthy relationships and that everyone deserves one, but yet we weren't so clear on how to do that. And so I just sat down and brainstormed with some folks about what it would take, and we really wanted something easy, visually, appealing, and something that you could digest. And so we came up with this idea of showing visually what a healthy relationship looks like versus what it doesn't look like. And so that was sort of where the idea came from. And then it just grew into this idea of having these illustrations kind of develop into six different topics of what people face in their relationships and then how it can go south, really, but what the best things to do in those situations are.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I love what you said about kind of how this developed. If folks go to canyourelate.org and on the right side under categories click Love Like This, at the bottom of the page you'll see a few paragraphs introducing the series, and I really like how it says, so often we're focusing on red flags and warning signs, but there's kind of a gap there. There's something missing. And what this campaign or blog series really does is it has a positive focus, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, it is actually really fun doing prevention work. I think a lot of times when we talk about our work with others and people hear that we do domestic violence work, they think, oh, that's so hard, that's so depressing. And actually doing prevention work is really joyful. And I feel like this blog series is actually exemplifying that. It's really one of those things that, like, who doesn't love looking at cute pictures of cats doing ridiculous things that we can identify with? So that has actually really filled a need for me to have this be something positive and exciting and something that people want to be a part of.
Mm-hmm. Well, so you mentioned it's pictures of cats, and they're very cute. I think that helps this be a series that is really applicable to a pretty broad population.
Right. When we first started, I wasn't attached to cats by any means. I just wanted it to be visual, but I hired a designer who really should get some credit. He did some amazing work. His name's Derek Sullivan, and the link to his work is on our page. But he and I were chatting, and I said, I really would like this to be gender neutral, because I didn't want to have the concepts that we were talking about to be gendered in any way, and that's really hard to do. So I said, I'm open to being animals, but please don't gender them, because how often have you seen like a panda that has a bow in its hair, so I didn't want to go that direction. But he kind of came up with the cat concept, and I loved it, and what I've noticed is that because it's cats, people are more likely to take a second look at it, and it's much more engaging than it would be otherwise. So I think working with an illustrator like him really, I think, helped it to broaden our reach.
Mm-hmm. And, the more that social media has really come into use, and especially with younger populations of individuals, it's a very common thing to have, a lot of a person's life be online. And one of the things we know from some of the research that's coming out is that the visuals are so important. And so that's something I get a lot of questions asking about, like, well, what should I use? You know, what are your suggestions for making this visually appealing? I'm wondering, what did it take for you all to make something that looks this good?
Well, I mean, honestly, the first answer to that is funding and money. And so we were able to get a grant from the Verizon Wireless folks. We were also able to get some money from Jackson's Food Stores. And then we also have used some funds raised by our Refuse to Abuse 5K. And so we have a lot of flexible funding that has come in to help us do creative things. And I think that that is the one thing our movement needs more than anything is flexible funding for creativity. So that helped a lot. And then I think it was also just a commitment to really trying to make – we always have great content, but also trying to make the delivery match the great content that we have. Sometimes I think we're really focused on – I need these 10 paragraphs to go out and then it'll change the world, right? But sometimes it's really not 10 paragraphs, it's the two sentences with the beautiful visual that kind of makes it actually hit home for folks.
Mm-hmm. And what you just said really speaks to kind of the management part of our prevention world here, right, is that the more we can have unrestricted funding, the more we're going to be able to create things like this that are really, in my perspective, more effective, you know, that are really speaking to the audiences we're working with.
Absolutely. I also think it just having that funding creates more space for creativity. When you're not, you know, trying to do something creative in a really short time period or where you're crammed in, where you say, well, I know I have funding for these other deliverables, but I really want to do this beautiful thing. If you actually have more flexible funding, you're able to, I think, dive deeper into things and make them more appealing to people.
Mm-hmm. So I am talking to Eileen Stoll from the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence. We're talking about the Love Like This blog series that's part of canyourelate.org. So, Eileen, what are the future plans for Can You Relate and Love Like This?
Well, one of our goals here at the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence is to really just continue to encourage conversations about relationships. And we've done that in lots of different ways, and Love Like This is one of the most recent ways. But there's, you know, we have other resources, one of which is we have these cards called How's Your Relationship cards that you can look at that also just really do in a developmentally appropriate way, encourage people to start conversations with young people in their lives, their coworkers, their colleagues, anyone that they know. We all have relationships, right, who might benefit from a conversation, and that's all of us. So our plan is to continue to use our materials to encourage conversations and then build off of them. So one of the things I could see people doing is if they're doing a class with middle schoolers or with high schoolers, they could look at the asking out post that is really about, you know, how do you actually ask someone out in a way that respects them as a person and also shows them that you like them and isn't super scary for you. But, you know, you could take that post, you could print it out. You know, we just ask that you please do credit Wiscative, the Washington State Coalition Against Domestic Violence in it. But, you know, print it out and have a conversation. I really see these as things that are that open people's minds up to thinking, huh, I didn't actually think there was a different way of doing things. Or, oh, I was doing this and I didn't realize that maybe I was backing somebody into a corner. One of the things that I found after doing this is that, you know, I often bring my work home, and my 7-year-old son is so into these, which I did not even think that they would be interesting to 7-year-olds. I thought they were for an older audience. But he has been really captivated by the drawings and has, you know, is now reading, and so has been reading all of them, and it actually even speaks to him. So I think there's ways to do it with different audiences, but have the appropriate conversation for that audience.
Mm-hmm. And Love Like This has a really kind of comprehensive set of topics. You have the introduction, of course, and like you said, asking out. You also have making a move, keeping in touch versus keeping tabs, jealousy, fighting fair, and breaking up. How did you choose those topics?
Well, the first one that I really wanted to do was jealousy. When I came up with the concept, I just, you know, I've heard so many times the red flags be jealousy. And I've also lived life, right? And I've seen that I myself have gotten jealous or friends that I love have gotten jealous. And so I thought, you know, gosh, it's not really jealousy that's the problem. It's the acting out of the jealousy that becomes the problem. And so that was the one that I really felt strongly about. And then the other ones just grew from there. And it sort of ended up taking a really nice bookend approach where we started with asking out and ended with breaking up. And then there's sort of all the things that happen in between. The reason I also wanted to include breaking up was because, you know, there's been some great conversations about how for most folks, they're going to break up, right? They're going to have at least one breakup, if not many, in their lives, and that really having a good breakup sets you up for having a better relationship the next time. And so I really wanted to include breaking up as part of the series. The other ones really just grew, and I asked people that I knew, I asked kids, you know, what are some issues that come up for you, and it was really clear when I talked to people that I had to do one about texting. And I actually would like to expand the series and do more using technology. And so are there ways to also cover issues of maybe passwords or, you know, on the computer, things that you do. So they all kind of came from that. And I'm really happy with that they've sort of become a progression. There's the stuff in the middle. And then the other one that I really wanted to do was something on consent, but I was really committed to not calling it consent. So that one is our Making a Move post, which I think is actually a really beautiful illustration of what enthusiastic yes can look like.
Oh, yes, I agree. And so, here's where I pause because I do this sometimes. And like I said, I think this is such a good example of how you can take something we've done for a really long time, those red flags and warning signs that can tend to have more of a kind of potential victim focus, and turn it around and say, this is what we can promote. This is something that all of us can do to ensure that we have healthy relationships and to spread norms around healthy relationships. So, Eileen, if folks want to learn more about this campaign and what it would take to do something like this, where can they contact you?
They can contact me via email at Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, at WSCADV.org. That's probably the best way to do it. Or they can always comment on canyourelate.org with love like this, and I always read those comments and would be delighted to have a conversation about how they're using it or how they'd like to use it in their work.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us, Eileen. And just a reminder to everybody, you can go to canyourelate.org, and on the right side under categories, click Love Like This to learn more about this blog series. Thank you, Eileen.
Thanks so much.
Okay.